Welcome again to Revival Today. I'm Pastor Mark Cho, and today's word is wait for the invite.
Today's message, I'm going to talk about waiting for the invite, and I'm going to break it down because God put some things in my spirit today, and I want you to bear with me because I believe that this word is going to meet you where you're at. The first scripture I have here is going to be read from the Proverbs 25 and 7. And it says, it is better to wait for invitation to the head table than to be sent away in public disgrace just because you've seen something. And I'm starting up the word today is wait for the invite because that scripture that I read said it's better that you what? Wait for invitation. Turn to someone and say, wait for invitation. You know, Thanksgiving came and everyone had to practice social distancing. We couldn't even have people over as much because we had to do what was required for that situation. Because of the heightened state right now that's going on because of COVID, everyone had to change their plan. How many of you changed your plan this year for the first time where you couldn't have as many people over? The scripture that I came out with is saying, wait for the invite. The next one, turn with me to Ecclesiastes 7:8. I'm not going to be before you long. And it says, the end of something is better than its beginning. Patience is what? Better than pride. Turn to say, patience is better than pride. This is where God is sending me this morning. I'm going to basically be taking my scripture out of 1 Samuel 9, 16 through 24. That's where we're going to be doing most of our reading from. And the scripture that I'm going into today is going to tell you a little story about what was going on between Saul and Samuel and the servant. If you look at the book of Samuel, you'll look at the scripture of Samuel, 1 Samuel, we're taking it from the 9th verse. The scripture that God has brought to my attention is something that really touched my spirit because of the scenario that went down. So I'm going to have my reader get ready to read for me. It says here that Saul was a very good-looking man who lived in Israel. He was a Benjamite and was what you would call well-to-do. I'm just setting you up. Saul's father went to his son and said to him that the family donkey, which they changed the words here. I'm not reading from the scripture yet. I'm setting you up. He came to him and said to him that we're missing our donkeys. And so Saul went and he went with a servant out to search for their donkeys. Now, the scripture that I want to start off with is going to be Saul, the 9th chapter. Now, when Saul and the servant went out looking for the donkey, they began to get frustrated because they were searching for 3 days. Now, when he was searching for 3 days, the scripture says that Saul turned to the servant and said, I'm tired of looking. So he began to say, I'm ready to go home. And so when he was getting ready to go home, he began to be told by the servant that, guess what, I know a man. So this is where the scripture's taken from. All right, so I want you to start with me, elder. We're going to turn to 1 Samuel 9, 16 through 24. That's where we're reading from. I'm going to have Elder please start to read 16.
1 Samuel 9, 16 through 17. Tomorrow about this time, I will send 3 men out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hands of the Philistines.
Now, I was setting this up because I want you to understand. Saul went out for a task because their livestock had got in the way. All right? Now, Saul didn't know what his purpose was or what God was going to do with him. Instead, he was out looking for livestock that had got away. And when he went out to look and find what he needed or what he lost, guess what? He began to get discouraged. This is where God is taking me with the word today, is that the people of God have to understand that God might set something up that seems like it's not working in your favor. He might put you in a situation where he's going to try your patience. And what I need you to understand, that when God given me this word where it said wait for the invite, when I said in that scripture it's better that you first wait to be invited rather than just going. And what I mean by this is there's going to be situations that come in your life that God is just trying to prepare you for something greater. But God can get us to something greater because a lot of us don't want to wait on him. So in this scripture, it says that he began to go out and search, but God had already told Samuel that somebody was coming that was going to be the next king of Israel. And this is where God takes you sometimes. Saul did not know his plan or the purpose of God. He was just looking for something. And I believe that some of us don't understand that God has a purpose in your life, and sometimes he throws something in your path to get you to get out of the way. So all of a sudden, Saul was out looking for his donkey. Now, he was looking, and his father said, listen, son, I want you to just go and find our livestock. They got away. Now, that was a circumstance that you would never think that God was working something in his favor. So go ahead and read. Go ahead.
For I have looked upon my people because their cry is come unto me.
See, so God had begun to say to Samuel that I heard the cry of the people, and because of this, I'm going to send a deliverer. And I need you to see this. It's because when God does something, sometimes we say, Lord, why aren't you doing it right now? Why aren't you coming straight to me? Why aren't you giving me what I need? God is saying, I want to first see if you're willing to follow my instructions or follow the man or woman that God has set before you. Now, in the scripture, God could have done it himself. God could have came down and he could have just change the circumstance right then. But the Bible says that God said to Samuel, I'm sending you a man. Get ready for him because he's going to be the next king. Some of you don't know the purpose or the plan that God has for you because you're in your situation and you're tired of the situation. And because of that, you begin to get discouraged and get ready to go home. And God is saying to the church, why are you trying to turn from where I'm sending you? Just finish the task that I've laid before you. So in the scripture here, the Bible says, he says here that God began to say to him, he said, tomorrow about this time, I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin that shall anoint, that it said, that shall what? Anoint him to be captain of my people, of Israel. So God began to tell the prophet that I'm sending someone to you, and he's going to be over the people. Not only is he going to be over the people, go ahead and read.
And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold, the man whom I have spake to thee, the same shall reign over my people.
See, so he said to him, listen, this is the one that I invited. This is where I'm going with the scripture here. God began to tell the prophet, this is the one that I was going to send your way. I need you to know that God already knows you. He knows your situation. He knows what you're going through. He's already actually started to set up a plan. And you got to understand that when they were out walking and looking for this donkey, they begin to get discouraged with their journey. And when I started off, I was saying, how many of us been on the phone all day waiting for customer service? You ever get real mad? Now think about it. You got real mad waiting for customer service, but don't you know that if you waited a little longer, that say that $10,000 that you owe in a bill would have been resolved, but you hung up because you were tired of waiting. If you waited long enough, you would have got the answers that you needed to resolve that situation. And God is saying that the church, we have to learn how to wait on him and see him make a way out of no way. But too many times we don't wait because we get impatient. So that's why the scripture that I read before was saying wait for the invite. Too many of us are caught up in our pride. And so what we do is we walk away. We said, I'm tired of this. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not dealing with them people anymore. I'm not dealing with that church anymore. I'm not dealing with my family members anymore. And God is saying, I'm trying to prove you so that I can qualify you for a greater purpose. Now, Saul didn't know that he was going to be the king. You see, he was just going out looking for something. How many of you are in a situation where you're out looking for something and you see yourself going through constantly, 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 and you want to give up? And God is saying, no, 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 turn around. I want you to know there's a man waiting on you because it's an invite from me. It's an invite from God. God is looking at your situation. The Bible says that he heard the cries of the people. Some of us have been crying and crying out to God and saying, Lord, I need deliverance. I need you to make a way because I'm in a situation that I'm tired and I'm overwhelmed. And I'm confused. And God is saying, I have a man waiting on you. Now, that's the next part that God has brought to my attention. Some of us said, I don't need to go to the pastor. I don't need to go to a man. Every time God delivered a people, he sent them through a man. Uh-oh. You have to understand that the principle of the kingdom is all about lining up with God's will. People want to get up and do what they want to do, go where they want to go, and not hear from God. They want to hear at their time, whatever time they choose to listen to God. So in the scripture, it says that Saul began to go to the prophet to hear from the Lord. Go ahead and read.
Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, tell me, I pray thee, where the seer house is.
See, so Saul went to Samuel and said, listen, tell me, I pray, where is the seer? What is a seer? A seer is a prophet. See, you see what I'm saying? So him and the servant, before they got to the seer, they only had 25 shekels on them. They didn't have much on them, but they said, listen, we need to get something for the prophet before we go see him. And when God was showing me this and brought this to attention, you see how sometimes God wants you to lay out your sacrifice. We want a word. We want deliverance. We want to be in the place that God requires of us, but we don't want to wait on him. When you wait on the invite, it means this, is that, listen, if I don't invite you over, then guess what? You are coming because of your pride. You're doing something because of your pride. That's what God is saying. The church is full of pride. The church is full of self-righteousness. And so what we do is we don't wait on God to develop us spiritually. We just get up and go. But in this scripture, God is showing you where even he'll use something as simple as going out to get some groceries to line you up with his will. And I need you to know that because God's plan doesn't always look normal, doesn't always look comfortable, isn't something that you always, what we do is we say, I'm going to a convention, I'm going to a revival. No, God's plan is I'm going to meet you at the grocery store. You don't know where God is going to be. So God is saying, are you just ready for the invitation? If you're ready for the invitation, you won't come in even on Sunday morning dry and run out. But instead, you're going to come in a house ready to give them thanks. Because guess what? God has already made a way. He's already working something out in your favor. How many want to see God make something work out in your favor? Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Go ahead and read.
And Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for ye shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go and will tell thee all that is in thine heart.
See, so right here it says, Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. He said, go with me to what? The high place. See, the thing is that we have to go, when Moses began to speak, and when God began to speak to Moses, he took him to holy ground. God has a word for your people. He has a way out for you, but he wants us to get in a place to receive it. And the thing is, he couldn't stand there and say to Samuel, no, I'm not going, I don't know you. He could have said, I don't know you. You're not my friend. I don't know where you're taking me. But instead, he went with the prophet, and the prophet said, we're going to go to the high place, for ye shall eat with me today. And it says, and tomorrow I will let thee go, and I will tell thee all that is in thy heart. Turn to someone and say, all that's in thy heart.
All that's in thy heart.
Now, he didn't tell them what God's plan was. God didn't say, I'm not going to tell you all this. I'm going to tell you what's in you. It's the high place where God is trying to take you to your knees. The high place is where God is going to answer some things that are going on in your life. He's going to talk about your content of your heart. What are you going through and what you're thinking and how you're feeling? He's going to deal with these things. See, some of us want to already get to the table. Some of us already want to get to the promise. But God is saying, I got to deal with your heart first, because your heart is messed up. Your heart is in a place of envy and fear and mistrust. So God said to the servant, he said to the servant through the prophet, first come with me to the high place, and then I'm going to serve you. You see that? He began to say, I'm going to serve you my best. Go ahead and read.
And as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them.
You see that the prophet began to say, that's why I was setting it up earlier, where I said the servant went out to look for his donkey. And this, guess what? The prophet wasn't told anything. The prophet already began to speak on what exactly happened. It wasn't the prophets what we have today. Sometimes they guess it. Oh, did you used to have black hair? God showed me he's going to move your life. So you say, what's my name? I don't know. The prophet had the answer. He knew exactly what was going on in his life. When God has an answer for you, he's not playing games. He knows who you are. The scripture says that he knew the prophet. He already knew the man of God. And he said to the man of God, listen, I know you are worried right now. I know you're going through something right now. I know you're feeling a certain way right now because you lost your livestock and now you don't have the food to eat. But I want you to know, some of us are like that right now. Some of us are saying, Lord, my bills are not been paid. My lights are ready to get shut off. But God is saying, let me take you to a higher place so that I can deliver the goods. And so right there, the scripture says that the seer, the prophet, the man of God, already knew that he lost something. He knew specifically what he lost. And I need you to know, church, that God knows exactly what's going on with you. And where we have to go with our with our spiritual growth is that God cannot bring you to a higher place until you first learn how to wait on him. Because the word says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. So it says, in your waiting, that's where your strength comes from. In your waiting, that's where you become proven. In your waiting is where you lay down pride and get with the will of God. How many want to see God move? See, we don't need to have a field house to see God move. I don't want a field house. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost in my house. And that's what God is all about. Too many times we want to play church. We want to be ready for church when everyone else is there. But I want you to know, was you invited in the house this morning? If you were, because you said, I'm going to do what God said, I'm going to the high place. He's got a word for you then. It's not about who's here or not here. It's about, did you hear from God? Was you invited? Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Amen. Give God some praise. See, so he knew. He said, I'm going to deal with thy heart. I need you to know that our heart is messed and full of mess because we're in situations that are wearing us down. How many of you in stuff that's wearing you down? That's trying you constantly. I need you to know you might be a deliverer then. You might be the promise to somebody. The Bible says that God was setting him up to be king. God is trying to set you up to be greater. Better than what you used to be. Even us that get saved, we think, well, I've been saved 40 years. I've been saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost. What does that mean? We're saved, sanctified, but we don't want to go to see a man. That's why pride would get in the way of your invite. Some of us just go because we decided, I'm going because I'm going. They didn't ask me to come, so I'm coming anyway. If you're not on God's time, you're not on time. God has a certain plan for your life. He has a certain invite for you. The Bible says, what, many are called, but few are what? That God has to choose you. It says also in the word, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Go ahead and finish that up.
Set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel?
See, so right there it says, set not your mind on them. That's on the donkey, he said, set, don't worry about that. It's all set. I need you to know that it's all set. It says, and go ahead and read the next part.
And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on thee and on all thy father's house?
See, so God had already said what he said, and that's it. God is working some things out for you right now. Go ahead and read. We're going to look at 1 Samuel 9:22-24. Go ahead.
Then Samuel took Saul and his servants and brought them into the hall and gave them a place at the head of the table.
You see that? Saul. See, you see that? Samuel, what, did what? Take them and give them a place at the what?
At the head.
Samuel took Saul and the servant, the one that was working with him, the one that was hanging with him. The one that went out on the search. That's what you got to understand. Some of us don't want to do no work. When we started this ministry, we didn't have a whole bunch of people with us. And we even seen to the point where the church got to about 60 people before the pandemic. But everybody don't want to go through the struggle with you, through the search. They're going to come during times of convenience. But God is trying to get you ready to be served. And those that are watching on Facebook, I need you to know that God is saying, I'm waiting on you to serve you. I need each and every one of us here to understand that God is already having an appointment for you, but you have other plans. And in the scripture, it says that God had set up a man to deliver the people. Sometime God is going to call different ones to be your overseer. The Bible says that we watch for your soul. Too many of us have fallen a form of godliness. Those that put on the robe and act out the part. But God is saying that he needs to take us to higher ground. He needs to set us up to be ready to be received by the Lord. I'm going to ask that you stand as I wrap this up. Go ahead and finish reading.
And those who were invited were about 30 men.
See, those that were invited, go ahead.
And Saul said to the cook, bring the portion that I gave you, concerning which I said to you, set it aside. Then the cook took up the legs with what was on it and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, here is what has been reserved, set it before.
See that? Samuel said, this is what's been reserved for you. He set it aside. Uh-oh. God has set something aside for you. He has set something aside for you. The Bible says the people were crying and crying out for deliverance. And God said, I'm sending a deliverer your way. How many want to see God work it out in your favor? Are you willing to wait on him? Or are you going to let your pride move you out of the place that God has already ordained and set apart for you?
Praise God. I pray that you totally enjoyed the word that you heard today. Please continue to share this broadcast that's on our podcast every week. And also, I want to let you know something big is happening. We're going to now be on Internet TV. We're going to be on the Fire Stick and also Apple TV. On at 9 a.m. every Sunday morning. So please check us out on cable TV. Again, please sow into this ministry because we want to continuously move forward and be a blessing to everyone that hears the word of God. Please sow into our website. Go to houseofpraisenep.org and click on give and you can sow into this ministry. Hope to hear from you soon. Bless you.